My responsibility to America. Abraham Lincoln said, "You cannot escape responsibility of tomorrow by evading it today." Responsibility is the state of being accountable. It means understanding your job and doing it. The moment you take responsibility in your life is the moment you can change anything in your life. It is often ignored because citizens do not know what their responsibility is. Showing respect is a part of my responsibility to America. As a nation, we are not bound by race and religion, but we are bound by shared values of freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Many people have different viewpoints, and we are all influenced by different things, but we should respect other Americans' opinions and beliefs. We should also respect America herself. Out of respect, you should stand, remove your hat, and put your right hand over your heart when the national anthem is being sung. This is showing respect to our country, but also to those who fought for our country. Honoring our veterans is also a responsibility to my country. On Veterans Day, November 11th, we honor the brave men and women who have unselfishly served our country and risked their lives to protect our freedoms. This day is a day we should think of a productive way to give back to those that serve and protected our country. There are millions of different ways you can honor a veteran, but you can start off by simply saying thank you. Just listening to my grandpa tell stories about the Vietnam War made me realize how blessed I was to live in America, and we should not take for granted the freedoms we have that most countries do not. Another part of my responsibility is service to our country. Many members of my family have fought for our country all the way back to my great-grandfather serving in World War I and World War II. To serve our country not only means fighting in a foreign war, but serving in all aspects of life. Being active in my community is an important way to serve my country. I should strive to be the best citizen I can be, and then the generations to come will hopefully follow. Voting is another way to serve America. Although I'm not old enough to vote, it is still a duty that should be taken seriously. It gives citizens a voice in government, and there is no point in a democracy if we do not all participate. According to the American Presidency Project, only about 54% of Americans voted in the 2012 presidential election. When only about half the country votes, not everyone's voice is being heard. When everyone's voice is not being heard, it is not a democracy. Being aware of the powers and duties of the government is a major responsibility for me as a teen as well as for adults. In March 2011, Newsweek gave 1,000 American citizens the United States citizenship test, and they discovered that they lacked knowledge of the history of their own country. Only 38% of Americans passed the citizenship test. 70% of Americans did not know what the Constitution is, 29% did not know the Vice President, and 6% did not even know the date of Independence Day. We should have an active part in democracy, and we should be concerned about local conditions that affect us, because there is no point in having a democracy that is run by the people for the people if we do not take an active part. Being educated in politics is also an important key, so we do not follow blindly behind whoever everyone else is supporting. Media sometimes attempts to sway the public's opinions in a certain direction, but citizens should inform themselves regarding the source of information they receive and be able to make their own decision. It is our responsibility to realize the hole America is in, and it is our responsibility to help her get out of that hole. As a teen, it is my job to grow into the type of adult America needs. We should acknowledge and commit to our responsibilities to our country. John F. Kennedy once said, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country."